welcome everybody to the Aaron Ticat Adventure Radio Program. Today is January 9th, 2016, and we are live here at the Expo Center in Bell County, the Bell County Expo Center. And we are at the Real Gun Show. My name's Matt, I'm your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 88 minutes. And I always like saying that because we started off with 28, then we jumped up to 58, and now we're at the 88 minutes, so I'm pretty stoked about that. We're going to have a good time today, a lot going on here at the Bell County Expo Center, the Real Gun Show. If you have time to come on out, get in your cars, turn on to K10 1400 AM, listen to us as you're driving here to the gun show, or put me on your smartphone or your computer. We're going to be feeding live here. You get to see what's going on here live, and that'd be a great thing because we're going to have Sheriff Eddie Lang checking out some holsters for open carry, and we're going to be talking about that too. But let me start off with this, ladies and gentlemen. I took down some notes. I wrote a whole bunch of notes, and I want to bring up the word calamity. Calamity. What's the definition of calamity? Well, I'm going to tell you. If you've been listening to my show, you know I'm a key player when it comes to definitions of words and what they mean and punctuation. Calamity, it's a noun, an event causing great and often sudden damage or distress, a disaster. Now, synonyms would be catastrophe, tragedy, cataclysm, adversity, or tribulation. Now, why do I speak to you about this word calamity? Because many people have asked me why I've chosen that music that I play at the beginning of my show every week. The name of the song is Time is Running Out. It's performed by the group Apollo 440. I play that song because it reflects what you and I should think, that time is running out to the next calamity. Every second that passes is 1 second closer to the next calamity. The question is, what are you doing to prepare for that calamity before time runs out? It could be natural, man-made. It could be an assault on you, your family, or your rights as an American. Whatever it may be, have you done anything worthwhile in getting yourself prepared somehow, some way? If not, in my opinion, you're very foolish. If you have, I commend you. Those of you who don't prepare now will become a burden to those who have. It will only be out of their generous hearts that they will help those who have not prepared. Do not be a burden to your fellow citizens. Be prepared now and be a pillar of strength in times of calamity so that we can all help ourselves and those who truly cannot do for themselves due to sickness, injury, or old age. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason I am compelled to do this radio show. However, it is not easy, nor is it cheap. So I ask, if you enjoy this show and feel that it has merit, I ask for your support, financially by sponsorship, donations, purchasing of products, signing up for some of our classes and seminars, becoming a member at the range, attending our remote, or calling in with your comments and input and liking us on Facebook and talking favorably about us to everybody you talk to at the water cooler when you're at work. So, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who have done these things, I and my staff, thank you very much. Okay, we just want to thank you very much for all those who have supported, and for those of you who may not have thought about it, I ask that you help us maintain this radio show on the air. Now, let's get into what's going on in today's show. Let's talk about some show highlights. Today, our CHL segment will be again covering signage. Because of open carry taking effect, there's been many questions about signage. So we're going to try and clear up all those problems and confusions in this segment. Again, I'm going to read three stories from the NRA's American Rifleman Column, the Armed Citizen, and see what we can learn from the real-life stories. My PEP section today covers practicing eliminates panic. Sometimes it's preparation eliminates panic or practice eliminates panic. But today it's going to be practicing eliminates panic. Key things that I have learned that I'd like to share with you. I have a short list of 10 things, just the tip of the iceberg, so that'll be a pretty interesting topic of discussion. Now, speaking of that, my topic of interest section today will be replaced by my gun demonstration. I'll be talking about shooting with extra clothing on and how it can affect your shooting abilities. That's going to be pretty neat because people don't think about that one very often. And today's product demo will be extra special today for we get to speak directly to Blackjack Firearms about the products and to get to speak to the other half of Blackjack Firearms duo, Stephen Husher. So that's going to be good, too. My special guest today will be Bell County's one and only Sheriff Eddie Lang. I've got questions for the sheriff, and we'll also be showing him different forms of open carry to see if we have a yay or nay on those methods from the sheriff. And that could prove very enlightening, so that would be pretty interesting to watch, especially if we can get this on video stream. You can check it out at aaronsgunshop.com, and you can see us live. My other special guest will be the editor of the Aaron's High Cap newsletter, Common Ground. Patty will be giving us insight on its content and how you can get involved. And if time permits, I will do a what the heck moment, WTF moment. We haven't done one of those in a while, so hopefully time will permit us to do so. So there you have it, everyone. Another action-packed, info-saturated program starting now. So we're going to hit it hard, and we're going to go right into CHL, Open Carry, License to Carry. All right, everybody. The new open carry law still has people asking questions, so we're going to go over a few things here to help straighten them out. And primarily, it's going to go over signage, Penal Code 30-06, Penal Code 30-07, convenience store signs, 51% signs, and verbal notification. I also want to make commentary on some bad signs that you don't have to listen to. But what we're going to do right now, I'm going to start off by reading from the book, basically Penal Code 30-06 and 30-07, and I'll talk about the other ones. And here we go. This is Penal Code 30-06 and 30-07, criminal trespass by a license holder. This section creates an offense if for a license holder to carry a handgun on the property of another, if he had noticed that either entry on the property by a license holder with a handgun was forbidden, or remaining on the property with a handgun was forbidden and the license holder failed to depart. The section requires oral or written notice by the owner of the property or someone with apparent authority to act for the owner. In order for a license holder, that's you, the owner of the license, to receive written notice, a card, sign, or document must contain the following language. This is Penal Code 30-06 here. Pursuant to Section 30-06, Penal Code, trespass by a license holder with a concealed handgun, a person licensed under Subchapter H, Chapter 411 Government Code, Handgun Licensing Law, may not enter this property with a concealed handgun, or, now the new one, Penal Code 30-07, pursuant to Section 30-07 Penal Code, trespass by license holder with an openly carried handgun, a person licensed under Subchapter H411 Government Code, Handgun Licensing Law, may not enter this property with a handgun that is carried openly. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if the notice is given by a sign on the property, the sign must be given in both English and Spanish, must be in contrasting colors with block letters at least 1 inch in height, and must be displayed in a conspicuous manner clearly visible to the public. It is an exception to the application of this section that the property of which the license holder carries a handgun is owned or leased by a governmental entity and is not a premises or other place on which the license holder is prohibited from carrying a handgun under Section 4603 or 4603.5. That's for another show. But let's talk about this now. With this new law starting January 1st, here's the deal. If you're somewhat familiar with Penal Code 30-06, that's really all you had to worry about at the moment. And that was, if you see the Penal Code 30-06 sign placed in a public spot or a very prominent spot at every public entrance, and you see that Penal Code 30-06 sign, you as the license holder cannot go into that facility. But now, with open carry, you got to be careful. Because here's the deal. Let's say there's a sign up and it just says Penal Code 30-07. 30-07 says you can't carry open. It didn't say anything about not carrying concealed. So you can go right in that structure, that facility, or whatever, with a concealed weapon, but you cannot have it in the open. Now, if the person puts only a Penal Code 30-06 sign, they're saying, I want no concealed weapons in here, period. They did not say you could not carry open. So, you can go into that facility carrying your weapon open. Here's what you need to see to keep you out with a handgun. You must see Penal Code 30-06 and Penal Code 30-07 to keep you out of that structure. They got to have both to keep you out of the structure. I don't care what anybody says, ladies and gentlemen. They can argue and debate all you want. The law is the law. 30-06 keeps you out concealed. 30-07 keeps you out open. Together, you stay out, period. Now, the only other way that somebody can keep you out is if the owner or a person acting for the owner tells you verbally. And they, let's say they're standing in the front door and they say, if you have a CHL or a license to carry, I don't know if you do or you don't, but I'm telling you right now, as a person in position of authority, I'm telling you I want no guns on this premise, period, whether they're open or concealed, then you must comply, otherwise it's trespassing. All right, so that's those two. Now, you've got the basic sign that a lot of people get confused with at a convenience store. If you go to a convenience store, you're going to see this one sign there, probably in the lower right side of the door. It says, the unlicensed carry of a weapon is prohibited. That's for people who don't have a license. If you have a license, that sign does not pertain to you. It pertains to the criminal who probably doesn't know how to read the sign and probably won't listen to it if they could anyway. Okay? So that sign doesn't pertain to you. The other one that's very important to know is your penal code, not sorry, penal code, but 51% rule. And this comes from the Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission. They determine a business that sells alcohol for purposes of on-premise consumption. If the consumption on there is making 51% or more of its income from the sale and service of alcoholic beverages for on-premise consumption, you cannot go in there. I believe that's a felony, I believe. Don't quote me on that. I have to check it. Okay, so you don't want to go into a 51%, and you want to make sure you understand 30-odd-6 and 30-odd-7. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very important you understand this. If you have any questions, I have classes. Sign up for one of my classes. Give me a call. Send me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Give us a call at the shop. I can't accept calls right now at the remote. Other times when I'm in the studio, I can answer your questions. But if you have questions, go to aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. So that covers concealed carry segment. It goes over 30-odd-6, 30-odd-7. It goes over 51% verbal commands and the clarity of the unlicensed sign that does not pertain to you, the license holder. If you have any questions, like I said, feel free to give us a call. Okay, we're going to move right now into NRA segment. In this section, I'm going to read to you three stories from the NRA's Armed Citizens page of the American Rifleman. And hopefully from these two stories, we can learn what to do and what not to do, and maybe even get a laugh or two in the process. It depends on the stories. And sometimes we got some funny stories here. Now, if you're not a member of the NRA, you might consider becoming one. The more gun supporters they have, the more muscle they have to stop bad legislation like some things that have just happened, and I think you know what I'm talking about. So with that, let's go into story number one. This all comes from August of 2002, and we start with number one. A Wichita, Kansas smoke shop owner shot and wounded an armed robber in his store after the man tried to shoot him. Lorenzo Harding, owner of H&H Cigarette Shop, told police he was with a customer when an armed man burst into his shop. A man reportedly pulled a mask down to cover his face, said Sergeant Davis. Initial reports are that he was trying to fire the gun, but the gun jammed. The owner then pulled a handgun from under his counter and fired one shot at the man. All right, my commentary. Number one, the way this story is written, it sounds like the robber bursts in and then pulls the mask over his face. If that's the case, then this is stupidity number one. All right, number two, then the robber has a malfunction of his first shot. That's stupidity number two. Make sure your gun is in proper working order and you know how to use it. That goes for the good guy and the bad guy, I guess. Number three, the owner shot him at this point just out of mercy. He couldn't bear to see any more stupidity, so he took care of the job. And that's my personal opinion, by the way. All right, let's go to story number two. Take notes. These are great things you can learn from. Once again, this is from August 2002. And it's a Forest Hills, Tennessee man shot and wounded two masked burglars after they broke into his home. Roy Luckett was awakened about 2 a.m. when his burglar alarm activated. He picked up his wife's .38 revolver, loaded with snake shot, and searched the house. Upon hearing a noise in the furnace room, he opened the door and discovered two shadowy figures skulking in the darkness. According to police, the suspects were wearing masks and armed with rifles. Luckett fired at the men, emptying the gun. He then ran upstairs to get his .45 caliber pistol. Meanwhile, the pair of bandits tried to force open Luckett's garage door so they could escape. They fired 14 shots from at least one rifle into Patsy Luckett's sport utility vehicle before making their escape. I guess they just had nothing else better to do. The pair was later arrested when they sought medical aid. Luckett said he has no idea why the bandits didn't leave when they heard the alarm sound. They were lucky I didn't take the .45, he said. No telling what would have happened. God just guided me through the night. All right, that's the second story. Let me read to you my commentary. Number one, I don't know about you, but when I read these stories involving masked burglars, I can't but help picture fumbling idiots. I don't know. It's just this picture I get of guys wearing masks, and they seem like they're just fumbling around. Number two, now good old Roy here is doing pretty good. He has an alarm. It works. It wakes him up. He gets a gun and searches the house. However, he took a gun with snake shot instead of something more effective. Because of that, he left himself in a vulnerable position. So the moral of the story is protect your home with superior firepower. Make sure you got what it takes to solve the problem. All right, story number three, again from August 2002. A man who broke into North Platte, Nebraska's woman home fled. This is funny, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to get a kick out of this one. Check this out. A man who broke into a North Platte, Nebraska woman's home fled when she picked up a pistol and fired a shot at him, but was later apprehended by police when he returned to conduct a panty raid. Yeah, that's what I said, panty raid. The woman told police she woke up at about 4:30 a.m. when she heard someone climbing through her window. She grabbed her pistol and fired at the intruder when he advanced on her. The suspect ran out of the house, and the woman ran to the neighbor's house to call 911. When police arrived, they discovered the subject just leaving the home a second time. He had apparently returned to stuff his pockets with the woman's underwear. Can you believe that? Now, here's my commentary. And we're streaming live right now on the Internet, so if you want to check us out, go to aaronsgunshop.com. But here's my commentary. This must be one fine woman or one seriously deprived man. Number two, to be shot at by the woman, which is excellent in her response, by the way, this guy dares to come back to grab some panties. Dude, there are places you can go without getting shot at and achieve the same result. So there you go. You got three stories. You can live and learn from these stories. That's the NRA section of that part. So ladies, here's what we're going to do, everybody. We're going to take a one-minute break. And when we come back, we're going to be going over our PEP section. We got some really good stuff going on in the PEP section. And we're here live. Once again, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio page. You can see us streaming live here or on KTM 1400 AM. And you can check out what's going on live here at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. We're going to be here all day. And we'll just love to see you. So come on out. Okay, Paul, we're going to take a break for a minute. We'll see you on the other side, everybody.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's January 9th, 2016. We're here live at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. We've got a lot going on, lots of guns, lots of people, lots of stuff, lots of fun. So come on out, check it out. You'll have a good time out here. We're continuing on now with our PEP section. But once again, if you want to check us out, streaming live, we're at aaronsgunshop.com, or you can email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. But our PEP section today is going to be going over practicing, not preparing. So ladies and gentlemen, I've been teaching students, both military and civilians, for years on the proper use of firearms and other topics as well. I've been teaching concealed carry here in Texas as a certified instructor since 2000. And in the course of all that, I'm constantly looking for better ways to enhance my own skills and then share them with other students. But like most everything else I do, things develop patterns. And with those patterns, flaws, hiccups, anomalies, and just plain problems. When these problems arise, I study them. I want to understand what causes these problems. And once I understand them, I can then formulate a plan or a strategy or a technique that will correct those problems. So in the course of my training and teaching life, I've gotten into the habit of doing some of the following procedures to help minimize or eliminate problems that may arise when it comes to manipulating, using, and using accurately a firearm, whether it be a handgun, rifle, or a shotgun. Now, the following is a short list of 10 things that you can do to get yourself more prepared in case calamity arises. Number one, Understand, this is important, everybody. Understand the necessity of training and getting your mind in the right mindset of why and how important proper training is. That's critical. You got to get your mindset right. Number two, keep your skills fresh. Shooting guns well is a perishable skill. You must maintain a steady diet of gun training to remain proficient. I hope you're writing all this down, whether on pen and paper or your smartphones or your tablets. Take all these notes down. Number three, keep your guns clean and in good working order. I can't tell you how big a problem that is with so many people. I'll give you an example real fast. I sell a gun to an individual for a CHL class. They take the course with that gun. They put the gun in the side pocket of their truck door. They come back 4 years later to renew. They pull the gun out of the door, try to shoot it. It's caked with dirt. No lie. That doesn't work. Got to keep your weapons clean. Number four here. Each gun has a purpose. Like tools, every tool has a set purpose. So they can either be used outside the designated, they can be used outside the designated purpose, of course. It's just that, you know, you want to know the limitations of your gun. Know the limitations of your gun. Every gun has its purpose, although you can use it for different purposes. The primary purpose for that gun, you should understand it and know its limitations. Number five, do I have the proper supporting items for my gun? Example, holsters, extra mags, proper ammo, sling for a rifle or a shotgun, whites, optics, or any other special tool needed to keep these guns up and running, working. Number six, location of weapons. Some have weapons for home defense. So here's the question. Are they strategically located? Do you have quick access to them all the while maintaining gun security to keep unauthorized persons from gaining access to those guns? That's your responsibility. You can have them wherever you want, but if somebody has access to them and they're unauthorized, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. Number seven, learning malfunctions. This is imperative. If someone is not on the top of their game when it comes to handling their weapon, then malfunctions are gremlins just waiting to happen. Understanding malfunctions, how they are caused, and how to correct them can save your life in a shooting situation. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to know how to clear a malfunction. Number eight, proper techniques when using a weapon to search your house if you feel there's an intruder in your home. Keeping the gun close to you is very important. You don't want to give the bad guy a chance to grab your gun that you have sticking way out in front of you. So if I'm turning the corner, my gun's way out here, person can grab my gun. You probably saw that on the video. We're streaming live, aaronsgunshop.com. Number nine, mastering the use of a flashlight while on your weapon. This technique allows you to use your offhand instead of it being busy holding an independent flashlight. So why would I want to have both hands busy when I can have one hand busy with a gun and a flashlight and the other one can open doors, use a cell phone, block myself, block and parry, whatever. Number 10, keep your finger off the trigger until ready to shoot, of course. Too many people have accidental discharges because their fingers were on the trigger when they should not have been on the trigger in the first place. They're not ready to shoot yet. And that is just in a relaxed environment. Just think if you're stressed, or you're stressed out or something. Keep your fingers off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 10 basic, simple things that I do that I try to teach everybody. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many other things, but the most important one was number one, and that was mindset. Your mindset has got to be right. If you're playing games when it comes to preparing yourself for defense and your family for protection, and you're playing games and you're not into it 100%, you're going to get somebody hurt. Probably going to be your family. It's going to be you. And I'll bet you the bad guy ends up walking out. How many stories have I read to you with the NRA where the bad guy comes in and the good guy does the job of shooting the gun, but half the time, if not more than half the time, the shots are low because they're trained. Their training is not complete, it's not good, and they're anticipating shots, they're shooting low. You must maintain line of sight so the shot goes where you want it to go, not where it ends up going because of your lack of training. So with that, everybody, let me offer to you again, Aaron's Gun Shop has classes for this. We have seminars, co-ed seminars, we have ladies-only seminars, we have M4 seminars, so many different things that we can do. Give us a call, If you're going to take a CHL class or a license to carry class, call us at Aaron's Gun Shop. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Whatever it takes, set up an appointment with us. Let's get you squared away. You know what we're doing. We can help you. Don't even think that you can. A gun will show you what works best for you, and this way you'll be a happy customer, and you'll be out there feeling safe and confident with your firearm. Okay, with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another break real quick and get set up, and we're going to be going over a gun demo on the other side. This one's going to be pretty interesting, especially with the chillier weather coming into play here. And I think you're going to think about things a little bit differently because you may not have thought about it in the first place. So, Paul, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll be going over our gun demo section.
What you do in training, you will do in real life. If you fail to train, you have trained to fail.
Aaron's Gun Shop and 25-yard indoor range is proud to present High Cap Adventures Concealed Carry Academy. Realistic training to prepare you for real-life events. Advanced shooting techniques, drawing from concealment, clearing malfunctions.
If you plan to carry a concealed handgun for self-defense, you must be proficient in these skills, period.
Also learn how to read body language and be aware of your surroundings.
Understand speed versus accuracy.
Call Aaron's Gun Shop now to enroll in one of their classes or to get more information. Call 254-697-4721 or toll free 888-2-BE-FREE or check them out on the web at aaronsgunshop.com.
Remember, in a life or death situation, failure is not an option.
Train for success. Call Aaron's Gun Shop now, 254-697-4721 or 888-2-BE-FREE. That's 888, the number 2-BE-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. If you're listening, today is January 9th, 2016. We are live here at the Bell County Expo Center. We're in the Real Gun Show. We have a booth set up here. You got time to get in your car, turn on 1400 AM, K10, listen to us while you get here, and then you can listen to us live. Last segment, we were talking about PEP and how I had a list of 10 things. Well, let me reiterate something real fast here. First of all, if you want to make contact with us, you can contact me via email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, or you can go to our website at aaronsgunshop.com. And we're streaming live now, so if you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio page, and you'll see us streaming there live. You can check us out. We also have podcasts of all our past shows. So lots of good information there. Check it out. Let me tell you about a promo that we've got, or not really a promo, but what we have to offer here. Are you looking for advanced, specialized training when it comes to using a firearm? If so, you need to go, again, aaronsgunshop.com and go to the High Cap Adventure page. On that page is where we have listed our special training seminars. And these seminars include home and self-defense training seminar. We have a ladies-only home and self-defense training seminar. And ladies, let me tell you something. You ladies have a blast there. You leave the guys at home, you let your hair down, and I've never seen women have such a good time before. So this is a really good one. If you've got some women out there who want to do five or more in a group, give me a call, send me an email, we'll square you away. We have combat shotgun seminar, M4 close quarters combat training seminar, semi-auto rifle training seminar, and of course we have our PEP program seminar. And I want to make something perfectly clear. I'm not looking for spec operators. You military guys, God bless you, each and every one of you. But this is for the homeowner, the ranch owner, somebody who's handling a gun maybe for the first time, or they're somewhat familiar with it, or they want to be re-familiarized with it. This is for those types of people. It's not this special tactical kind of stuff. So if you're looking to enhance your skills, give us a call or go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com. Check out the High Cap Adventures page and read what each one has to offer. Also, you can go to the testimonial page. If you go to the testimonial page, you'll see people coming from all across the state of Texas taking the class and giving you commentary as to what they learned and how they felt after they took the class. So once again, go to the aaronsgunshop.com and go to the High Cap Adventures page and check it out. I think you'll like what you find them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to our gun training demo. So most of us have gone to a shooting range one time or another and in one shape, form, or another. And to be honest, if we're honest with ourselves, we consider that to be our training. It's not our training. I got news for you. Going to the range to see if you can hit a piece of paper only tells you if you can hit a piece of paper in that your gun seems to be working. That's about all it does for you. Going to the range shooting at paper is not the same as self-defense training. And that's the other thing, too, about my classes. People come thinking they're going to learn how to shoot. When I'm teaching self-defense classes. I don't have time to teach you how to shoot. You got to have a basic understanding in those particular classes. We have basic training classes, but they are separate from self-defense training classes, just to be clear on that. Now, there's so many aspects to think about and too many to discuss in this short segment. And because of that, I'm going to touch on just a few points. Now, since the weather has gotten cooler, I'll start there with the idea about cooler weather and what's going on. Most of the time here in Texas, we're wearing shorts and T-shirts. And for a business exec, you might be wearing a light suit. Or a businesswoman should be wearing a light skirt, blouse, and all that. So now you may have gone to the range and did well hitting targets in these types of clothes. But what if you're on the street wearing a jacket and gloves? Have you trained shooting your gun dressed like this? It's a whole new ballgame. Movement and manipulation are greatly reduced, all the while the time to draw your handgun has been increased dramatically. So picture this now. So what do you do? You got to practice, right? So picture this. Here you're normally accustomed to being in Texas wearing very light clothes, very flexible clothing. If you can see me, we're streaming here. If you can see me, you can see what I'm wearing, very form-fitting clothing. I can manipulate my firearm very easily. But what if you're wearing winter-type clothes? First, study what happens to your body as you draw a weapon with those types of clothes on. We're talking jackets and gloves. You're going to notice a lot more binding and restriction of movement due to the heavier jacket and the lessened ability to manipulate your handgun while wearing gloves. The binding will happen in the shoulder, arm, bicep area. Can you picture that? Can you assume you've got your jacket on? Can you see what's going on? As you raise your arms, you'll start to notice how the jacket sleeves start to ride up your arms towards your shoulders and start binding about the upper bicep area. That binding can cause a premature shot or a late shot. A premature shot because your arms can't make it to their best position because the binding jacket is fighting you. A late shot can happen because you're exerting more power to compensate for the binding, and in doing so, you use more strength. And by using more strength, you end up blowing right past your line of sight with the gun on the target and end up shooting higher. So if you're watching me in the streaming here, let's say I got a jacket and I'm binding. And let's say right here, if you're looking at eye level, okay, I'm looking at my line of sight, and I try to bring the gun up, the sleeve starts sliding up my arms, it starts binding, and I got to push a little bit harder to get it up there. Well, you may cause the gun to shake. You may shoot too early because you think normally that's about time when I'm supposed to shoot, but the jacket's binding you. Or because you exert much more pressure, you push a little bit too hard and it goes past the line of sight and then you're shooting high. So now, when it comes to guns, while wearing gloves, that can open up a whole new can of worms. The thinner the gloves, the better the gun handling is going to be for you. Now, if you got thick gloves on, if you have thick work-type gloves, good luck drawing the weapon from the holster or even getting the finger in the trigger guard. And better yet, having the ability to shoot the gun with any accuracy. Since you don't wear gloves every day or all the time, these winter clothes can definitely cause problems. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what do we do to get rid of problems? The first thing we do is we study the problem. Then we find the troubled areas. We reapply tactics that overcome these problem areas, and then practice, practice, practice. So now, what's the moral of the story? When you go out wearing a winter jacket, gloves, and sidearm, be sure to practice a lot. Now, I want to do this again. This is very important. If you can see me, we're live streaming here on AaronsGunShop.com. Go to the radio page, you see it. If you're wearing heavy clothing, first of all, your gun's most likely going to be concealed. Okay? If the weapon's concealed, then you gotta push away this heavy clothing. Takes a little time. Then you gotta acquire the grip on the handgun. If you're wearing gloves, can you manipulate the release flap, the strap, the button? Let's say you got a Serpa holster, Blackhawk Serpa holster, you gotta press the button. Is the fat glove, fingertip of your glove, gonna be able to push the button? Are you gonna be able to get a proper grip? Are you gonna feel that grip on the gun? But you got this piece of leather in between the gun and your hand. Are you really getting a good feel on it? Is the gun in your hand properly? When you go to put your finger in the trigger guard, is it going to bump the trigger guard and actually hit the trigger before it's supposed to go off? Once you have the gun in your hand and you finally get past that problem, now you got to take the gun and bring it into your line of sight, and you got this big heavy jacket on because it's cold out today or something, and you raise your arms up and your arms start binding. Let's say the jacket's too short on your shoulders, so not even do you have binding on your arms, you got binding on your shoulders, and you're going to be walking around like this. It's going to be very difficult. These are things you got to think about because the weather here in Texas changes all the time. Now, if you want to contact me, you can contact me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. You can go to the website, aaronsgunshop.com, and we've got programs that take care of all this. So, once again, have you paid attention to the type of clothes that you wear? With open carry, it may be different because you can carry a weapon outside your jacket and not worry about it too much. But if you're carrying concealed and you have these concealment type of clothing that are warmer than normal, bigger than normal, heavier than normal, and you got your gloves, you're going to have some problems. You're going to need practice and train, and we do that kind of training as well. So once again, give us a call at Aaron's Gun Shop or go to aaronsgunshop.com or send me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do, we're going to take another break, and when we come back from this break, we're going to be going over a product demo with Blackjack Firearms, and we're going to be talking about some of our laser guns here that we're using at the laser range. We're going to be talking about charging handles. We're going to talk to Steve Husher. And he's going to give us some insight what he's doing. He's pretty busy right now, doing a lot of sales. So on the way back from this break, we'll be talking to Steve Husher from Blackjack Firearms, and we'll see you on the other side.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We got a lot going on here with the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. And there's just people coming in the door left and right, lots of stuff, lots of good products. There's food. I can smell food cooking, too, and I'm getting hungry. So after the show, I might grab a quick bite to eat.
That would probably be a good idea.
Yes. If you need to make contact with us, you can go to aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Go to the website, aaronsgunshop.com. Check us out. We're streaming live here on the radio page at aaronsgunshop.com. Check us out. You can see what we're doing. And let me talk to you about something else that we do here. We got lots of people who wonder about their ability to function well in a seminar or training session. But that's not a problem. The problem is finding an instructor who knows what they're doing and who is able to convey those skills to his or her students. Now, if you have any doubts about yourself, I want you to refer to Aaron's Gun Shop testimonial page. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the testimonial page. You get to watch and listen and read testimonials from prior students of ours. And they're going to stating that they came in nervous, and at the end of the day, they crave more training and information. They all broke through the barrier of self-doubt and became empowered with the knowledge that they can use their weapon and function under stress. So that was pretty cool. Now, if you wanted to take a weapons class but were too unsure to commit, I challenge you to review the testimonial page at aaronsgunshop.com. You can do this. You really can. So go to aaronsgunshop.com now and watch the videos. I think you're going to like what you see. It'll kind of give you some energy, motivation to want to come and do it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you, we've got Stephen Husher here from Blackjack Firearms.
Howdy.
How's it going, Stephen? Glad you're making it out of here. We haven't talked to you.
No.
It's always John on the front side here. So
that's because I'm a big chicken.
Now, you're a teddy bear man, and you're easy to talk to. So what we're just going to do, we're going to talk about what you got going on here, but I'll lead you on as to the direction we're going. But Blackjack Firearms has been – Blackjack Firearms, ladies and gentlemen, Steve and John, they've built many guns for me to my specification, and that's what's cool. And I told you this before. I always mess around and say, you know, their business is like a restaurant. the meat potatoes is the gun. And all the side dishes are all these lovely little things I'm looking at on their tables right now. They've got all sorts of things from picatinny rails, different types of stocks, hand guards, you name it, they've got it. So these are all the side orders that go with your main dish of the weapons. But what we're going to do, we're going to talk about a few main topics. We may side, you know, step a little bit. But I want to go over our AR pistol with a trainer bolt and how you can put that in a rifle as well. I want to talk to you about charging handles. We've got three different types of charging handles. We're going to discuss what's the difference with those and why somebody would want those. So, Steve, first, how long have you been doing this?
Me and John have been building guns for as part of Black Eye Firearms for, I think, about 5 years now. I have been dealing with guns since I was 14.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you that, too. You got a lot of that stuff with military. What's your military background?
I have 10 years in the Marine Corps.
Cool.
Was that like
a burning drive because you had all that experience in the military that you wanted to get involved with guns, or what was?
Well, one of the major reasons that I got involved with the gun business is because I saw too many instances of people that were getting ripped off, to be honest with you. And I know that I'm very handy. I can build just about anything. I can take it apart, put it back together. And I know that I could provide what people need and what people want for a much more reasonable price.
Yeah, another thing, too, though, I've noticed with you, you listen. Because I remember when we were working on my 9mm pistol, I come down there and I'm talking to you and I say, hey, what about this? You go, no, what about, I think you're talking about this. And he brings me out products. Oh, yeah, and I didn't think about that one. And so they give you a nice wide swath of different things to pick from. So that's nice. You're listening, you're paying attention, and you're responding back to the potential customer.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the sort of thing that you really need to do.
You got a lot of action going on the table here now?
Well, just a little bit. My daughter's having trouble with the price, but it's not that big of a deal.
Come on out to the No County Expo Center, the Real Gun Show. That's where we're at.
And I do have somebody that has a problem with a rifle, but, oh, hold on a sec.
This is live radio, everybody.
25 cents.
Come now before they're all gone. I'll tell you what, Steve, so we don't run out of time. Let's talk about that laser pistol.
All right.
We got the laser pistol and the laser rifle.
Right.
The laser pistol, which is great, is a standard 5.56 pistol. We put the laser bolt in it to show people how they can utilize an AR pistol with a 5.56, or in my case, I had a 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great way to show how to shoot it and where the shots are going to go, you know, to make you understand the workings of that gun. Have you noticed that a lot of people enjoy that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we have people... They're always coming and asking us about the pistols. Not only have we done the 9mm, like you said, and the 5.56, we've done the 300 blackout, for a gentleman that wanted a pistol made. And, everybody loves it.
Well, I know. We're here because we're all together on the same island here.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come up to a laser training booth. They'll shoot your AR pistol. And they say, whoa, I didn't know you could do it like this. And I'll tell them, yeah, you just go over there to John and Steve and they'll show you what they've got. They can build you one. And so it works well. You get to put the gun in your hand. You get to feel how it works with the actual equipment of the gun. It's not like you're adding a special trigger to it. You're using that gun except for the bolt.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you get to come here, try out actual Blackjack Firearms guns that Steve here and John here put together. They'll put it together the way you want. You get to try it here at the laser booth and get to manipulate a gun like that. Or a rifle. You can do it with the rifle, too. The laser bolt goes into either the AR pistol or the AR rifle. Obviously, because it's the same configuration. And you get to know if this is something that you really want. What about the charging handles? Let's talk about the charging handles before we run out of time here. I've got three different charging handles here. And hold on to that, Steven.
Sure.
These three charging handles, the basic one, let's start with the basic. If you've got an AR platform, an AR-15 platform, we're going to show on the screen here what a regular charging handle looks like. It's the rod that pulls the bolt carrier group back. But it's just got small little tabs. And on the basic one, there's one little locking lever that holds it into place. And if you can see it on the screen here, it's right here. Just a small, the width of it's small. And there's one place to grab it to unlock it so you can pull the bolt back like that. Then, tell them about that one there.
Well, this one is the same thing, except that the locking tab.
Show the screen.
I don't know if you can see it really well, but right there, the locking tab has been extended out. And that's primarily for people that have scopes or have thick fingers like I do or wear gloves a lot. And it makes it easier for you to grab it.
You know, you can relate this back to the old timers shooting the lever action rifles with a scope. You got the hammer on your lever action, but you can't really manipulate it because the scope's in the way. So they put an extension that offsets to the left or to the right. So you can grab your thumb on it and cock the hammer.
That's the exact same thing.
Okay, so we have the basic plain Jane. We've got the modified with one sticking out. If you're holding the weapon, it's sticking out to the left side. Now, what about this one?
This one right here is a, what they call an ambidextrous one. It's got a locking mechanism on both sides, and it will allow you to either, if you're left-handed or right-handed, to activate it without having to reach across.
So if we have a battlefield drop and a left-handed soldier picks it up,
he can use it just fine. As long as he gets used to that brown shooting in front of his face.
I've been used to it all my life. Okay, now the other thing, too, there's pros and cons to these. I know because I've got them on my guns. I know what's going on here. This one here, the plain Jane one, it's slick, slim, and trim. It won't catch on anything. However, it takes a little bit to grab in there if you got some optics to pull it. Okay, these here are great. They're quick. I don't have to worry about pinching both sides to pull it. I just grab one of the extensions, pull it. However, if I'm going through the brush or something or it catches on my clothes, there's a potential that it could catch. So you got to weigh those two things, what you want, depending on what you're doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on AaronsGunShop.com on the radio page, we're streaming live. You see these here on the video. You can get all this stuff from Blackjack Firearms. Go to bjfirearms.biz, bjfirearms.biz, and you get to speak with John or Steve, and they can make your meal of AR-15 turn into a beautiful 7-course meal with all the different types of accessories. Would you say?
Yep, definitely.
Is there any other way to contact you via email?
Yeah, via email at blackjackfirearms.gmail. @gmail.com. blackjackfirearms@gmail.com.
That's the email, and the website address is bjfirearms.biz. Well, great. All right, well, Stephen, go out there, sell some more stuff. It's good seeing you.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
You too.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do, we're going to get our special guest on here, and we're going to talk about some open carry. Sheriff Lang, it's showtime, buddy. So while we get a headset on you, I'm going to stall here a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got Bell County's one and only Sheriff Eddie Lang here with me. He's been on the show before. Sheriff, pleasure.
Hey, man, glad to be back one more time.
Good to see you.
You got a pretty good crowd out here today,
sir,
don't we?
Yeah. Doing pretty good.
I think Obama made everybody a little bit scared again.
Well, hold yourself, because I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to spend about 25 minutes here talking. Now, like I do with all my special guests, Sheriff, I always send you questions, make sure everybody understands the questions, know where I'm coming from. It's not the hot seat. We're just having a good discussion. I sent you an article that I was looking at because I wanted you to see where the quotes were coming from.
Yes, sir.
So here's what I want to do. I want you to start asking questions and see what you have to say. Well, first of all, sidebar. I just saw a video about the guy in Philly, this officer in Philly. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen this one.
Here's the deal. This officer's in Philly. He's just chilling out, going through the traffic light. The guy comes out of nowhere, a 13 rounds.
Yeah, I did see that one. I sure did.
When something like that happens and it's promoted on the news, I'm always worried about copycat people. When you see that as law enforcement, what do you tell your guys?
Again, that situation was unpredictable. I mean, a guy...
I know. It's crazy.
He claimed to be Islam or ISIS or whatever he was that he was doing in the name of that group. You really can't prepare for that. Of course, we try to teach all our officers to be aware of your surroundings, and so should the general public when you're driving around. You should be aware of everything going around your vehicle. But in this situation, guy steps out from a back of a building, or it looks like or an alley, comes right at you. I mean, the officer would have been almost had been looking directly at him to see him in time to react to get his weapon out. Very difficult situation to react to.
Now, I wasn't bringing this up for race, creed, color.
No, I don't see nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do. I was being like, if the nutcases out there see this, are we going to have a little wave of this happening? And how are we going to take care of these guys on the road?
Well, Matt, certainly I hope it doesn't happen. This is, I hope, a very rare situation, but it's happened in the past also. There's been a number of what I call executions, and that's what this was a police officer execution. And it certainly will happen again, but we certainly pray that it does not.
Well, be clear, everybody, he did not die. It was an execution attempt. The guy, the officer did his duty and shot back and did a good job at it. Okay, that was a
good
idea.
I'm glad you brought that up.
All right, Sheriff, let's go to question number one here. What, because open carry is
here. Yes, sir, it's here.
And I think it's going pretty good. But what are you and your deputies or your office in general doing to enlighten, teach, remind the public of House Bill 910 open carry. And that's, hold on up. What's your basic answer to that?
Well, first off, it did take effect January 1, and if you have your CHL, you can now open carry, as long as you comply with the regulations. And we've tried to remind the public that be aware, because there are certain individuals out there that are going to be open carrying, and they're completely within their legal right to do so.
Yes, sir.
So please don't be alarmed every time that you see someone in public walking down the street with an open sidearm, because it is completely legal, and we don't really want you calling in 911 saying you saw a man with a gun walking down Main Street in Belton.
Looks odd or something.
Right? And now, if there's something he's doing that does look strange, we certainly want the public to continue to call 911 and say, I saw a suspect walking down Main Street, and he'd taken his pistol out and looked like he was pointing at a bird or something. Anything that looks suspicious, we continue to want people to call 911, because we will certainly go check those individuals out.
That's just like a no-brainer. It's like, if the gun's being waved around, obviously call 911.
You know? And Matt, here again, we rely so much on people like yourself, the instructors that are teaching the CHL class. We need to quit using CHL, don't we?
Know,
we need
I
to
know.
Use LTC, license to carry.
I'm trying to feed it in.
License to carry is what it's going to be called from now on. And as long as we have good instructors such as yourself that are teaching good common sense in carrying the firearms, we're going to be okay. It's not going to be a big issue. And on the other side of that, we're teaching our deputies also how to react when we do get a call to someone carrying an open weapon. You know, we're not going to treat them as criminals to begin with, unless when we get there, if they are, you know, showing their gun in a dangerous manner, we certainly will treat them differently. But if they're simply walking down the street with an open firearm and we've had a complaint, we will certainly stop those individuals, but we will treat them with very different attitudes than a murder suspect.
Sure, sure.
Because if someone does call in, it does give police authority to come up and check, make sure you've got your LTC.
Got it right that time.
All right. And make sure everything's okay, and then we'll let the individual go on
his way. Let's do a side note. Let's be clear, everybody. Officers do have the right to ask you for identification. There was a little confusion back there that they won't. But they can ask you for identification. They probably won't, unless it's a weird situation or like something.
The way we're treating it, Matt, is we're not going to stop and ask for your license and identification every time we see someone with a gun. Now, if someone is called in and says, say, we see this individual walking down Main Street, we think he's doing something suspicious, certainly we're going
to
stop.
You're forced to do that, right?
Yes, yes. Once there's a call for action, we're going to respond. We're going to identify the individual, make sure he does have his proper LTC, mm-hmm. and he is displaying his weapon in a proper manner. So, but no, we're not going to be stopping everybody that's walking up and down the street carrying a firearm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff's also talking about common sense and being aware. That's what I teach in the class all the time. I teach awareness. I teach the learning of the law. You've got to understand the law. Know your dots, your punctuation marks, the whole works, and you must have respect. There must be respect to the officer to the citizen, the citizen to the officer. It goes both ways. And with that, we're going to get through this without a problem. All right, Sheriff, let's move on to question number two. What is your mindset that you broadcast to the public concerning open and concealed carry? I mean, you've already touched on it, but the reason I've asked this question, I read this article, and I highlighted it for you, and let me just read to you a couple quotes. This is from the Temple Police Chief, Floyd Mitchell. He says, "This is going to take some time for most to get used to and to understand the law," close quote. Then the Belton Police Chief, Gene Ellis, said, "I encourage the public not to be alarmed when they see a holstered firearm or a person in the public, as it will be a common occurrence." Now, in my opinion, the projection of calm and the acceptance of normal will quicken the transition and aid in this being no big deal. Sheriff Lyons, what's your opinion?
Well, Matt, you and I talked, what, a month or so ago, last time you were here at the Expo Center, and even back then, I tried to mention to you how common sense is going to play a big part in this. And I think it's happened just like we had predicted, that it's going to come in, it's not going to be a big deal. And that's, we're 2 weeks into this, and as far as I can tell here in Bell County, it has not been a big deal.
I didn't see it. I think the biggest problem is people still understanding signage. I think
exactly. And we have a few issues that have come up concerning our courthouse and some different things as to where they can and cannot open carry or carry at all. And those issues we'll talk about later in the program. But it's not a big deal. But I still want people to be concerned enough if they see someone carrying to just look at them. If they do look suspicious, give us a call at 911, and we're going to take care of it. But it's not a big deal. The public's not going to throw up in arms. It just hasn't happened, Matt.
It hasn't happened.
No.
Yeah, I'm very
common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, most LTC holders are very upstanding citizens of the community, and they're more conservative than a lot of people think.
Exactly.
Broadcasting
their weather. Exactly.
Okay. Good. So you got that, everybody? Aaron'sGunShop.com. Go to the radio page. We're streaming live. Get to see Sheriff, good-looking guy, me, and the other one. I'm on this side, okay? All right, Sheriff, I'm asked constantly about the type of holster. This is going to be good because the law is kind of
very vague. Very vague.
So what I want to do is I want to get your mindset, because your mindset is going to go to your deputies, and
you're
going to have the same mindset because you all want to be in the same sheet of music. So I'm asked constantly about the types of holsters permitted for open carry. Now, I'll tell all who ask me that you can carry a handgun in the open as long as it is in a shoulder holster or a hip holster on
or
about your person.
That's great.
Vagueness of, okay? No specific holsters were mentioned, so basically anything being a hip or shoulder holster will work. Am I correct in those statements,
sir? That's pretty correct, yes.
Okay.
Again, very vague.
Very vague. But it's going to cause a problem once
in
a while.
Yes, it is.
So
yes, it is.
Now, Sheriff, to solidify the answer to those questions, I would like to present to you a variety of different ways to carry handguns on the body that either are or might be permissible. I would like it if you give me a yay or a nay of the different forms of carry when it comes to license to carry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a good segment.
Yes, it is.
This man knows what he's talking about. He's calm, cool, and collected. He's for the people. He's not trying to mess around. We're going to try and be as open and honest as we can here. So, Sheriff Fairley.
However, I'm going to give you a disclaimer.
What's that?
That I am not an attorney. I am not a Supreme Court judge.
Yes, sir.
What we're going to talk about is my opinion,
your opinion,
as Sheriff of Bell County. And as far as that goes, that's not going to get you out of trouble somewhere. Well, the sheriff said I could do it. You know, that doesn't work.
Yes, all we're saying is, correct me if I'm wrong, Sheriff. They probably won't stop you in the first place if you're carrying properly.
That's correct.
And we're just going to give you an idea of what they're looking at, your projections of what they're seeing, if they're saying, oh, he's cool, or no, they're not good. You got to check.
Yep.
Right? Okay. All right, Sheriff. So basically, let's do the first one. Plain chain, pretty simple. I'm wearing a shoulder holster, typical shoulder holster. Yay or nay?
Good to go.
Good to go. See it?
No problem.
No problem. Shoulder holster. Now, we've got the basic hip holster. It goes on the hip, on your belt.
Good to go. No problem.
Now, here we go, Sheriff. I've got a gun in a hip holster, and I'm holding it in my hand. Is that a yay or a nay?
Here's where it starts getting a little vague again, okay? Depends on the situation, in my opinion. If you're, let's say you came to the gun show, and you decided you didn't want to carry your gun in, so you went to the restroom, you undid your belt, took it off, and you were going back to your car, just like you have it there, probably okay.
Okay.
Walking down the street, holding it up in the air like that, probably going to draw some attention.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's legal or illegal, it's probably that fine gray line, but why would you do that for an extended period of time? So I'm going to say probably be best not to do that.
I would have totally agree with you there. But let's say we're at a park somewhere.
Right.
And I'm tired of wearing this thing. I put it down on the table, and it's right there, and somebody has it at arm's length. It's about my person. That the police, the deputy or police officer walks by. I know I'm being real. I would think
you'd be okay because it's still on about your person.
Okay.
Again, go to common sense. Are you going to do that if there's other people around?
Yeah, you don't want to cause a stir.
No, you're not going to do that.
Every now and then, look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm being ridiculous to make a point. Okay, so in the holster is fine for certain conditions, unless you screw it up. Now, Sheriff, same thing applies with the shoulder, just like
correct.
I said with the hip holster. You're going to talk about that the same way. Now, let's go to this one here. I make special holsters. They're called busters. Hey, Patty, we're going to have a buster holster that goes on a woman's bra. Let's say she's wearing a bikini. Bring me over that mannequin. And this one here, it goes for a handgun. And I'm thinking a person wearing a shoulder rig, it's basically designed to be in the shoulder area for carrying it. But now look at this here. We have a buster that fits on the bra like this. If a woman's out there, it's a hot summer day, what are we going to do on something like this? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really kind of serious because, look, all she'd have to do is put it over here. Is that
considered
a shoulder rig?
Again, this is probably going to be challenged somewhere down in the Supreme Court somewhere later. My personal opinion, she's carrying a bikini like that, it's probably going to be okay.
Are you going to notice the gun?
Probably not. I have actually seen that maybe in your catalog or your somewhere. I saw that somewhere
that's
before. But
now, this goes for a guy, too. I was going to ask, if you wore it around his neck, because it's a very convenient thing, but it's not over here. I know the law says this. I'm just wondering what we can do. What's the availability of wearing a holster with that?
Again, I mean, it's going to be common sense. I mean, it's going to depend on the situation. If they're at the beach, you know, you can't wear a big shoulder holster at that. I mean, it's one of those gray areas again. So the answer I'm going to say on that is maybe.
And let me tell you why I'm asking you, Sheriff, because they had the $6 arm brace. And it was like, it was okay from ATS. You put it on there because it's not a shoulder stock. But everybody kept asking the question and asking the question, and they blew it. And then ATS says, forget it. Don't even think about it. You put it on your shoulder, you're screwed, all that kind of stuff. It's because everybody's got these questions. They're always going to ask, and everybody's thinking 10 different ways. So if we can narrow it down into a more precise way of thinking, it's better for everybody, I think.
Correct, correct.
Here's one that I think is important, because I'm the type of guy who does not wear holsters. I don't like holsters when I'm carrying it here. I carry it inside my waistband, but let's say I don't want to cover it conceal. I don't have it holster on, but I have it. Is the pants the holster?
No. That'll be a no-no.
Oh wow. That's a vivid no-no. Okay.
That would be a no-no.
All right, let's clarify that. I like that. Solid answers. I'm the type, now, if I wear it concealed, I should do it.
Concealed, you're doing it.
Okay, but now, ladies and gentlemen,
open carry.
I normally wear a gun without a holster. I put it like that. The sheriff's telling me, no way. So I'm not going to do it. Now, if I had a holster in my pants, this went into, we're good to
go. You're
good to go. All right. That's a great clarification. Now, here's the new one. These guys are selling AR pistols. Everybody's buying AR pistols, and I've got it on my hip.
Correct.
Now, I've designed a holster. It's called the HARP. It's holster AR pistol for holster. And it's attached to my belt. It's an AR pistol. I'll have the shoulder sling on me. Yay or nay?
Looks to me like it's good to go.
Good to go. There you go, everybody. AaronsGunshop.com. Give me a call. I've got HARP holsters on sale, pre-order, give me a call. Well, that's pretty good, Sheriff. I like those answers. Oh, one last one. This is kind of important. Let's talk about the drop leg holster. Because technically, you got a drop leg holster and a hip holster. So I don't know where that's going to fall into play.
It's going to be one of those going to be cited in court somewhere down the road. I agree with you. Like a lot of our SWAT guys like to wear the leg holster.
Yes, sir.
I just don't know the answer. I thought a lot about it when I saw your questions.
How about this? Let's parallel it to a Western rig. That's a belt.
That's a belt with
it kind of
drops down. Now, some of them are actually higher on the hip, and those are certainly going to qualify. You'll be fine. But others are way down here, like the old Western guys used to have with the strap that holds it down here.
Because I'll tell you, I know a lot of ladies, they want to be in the law, but they want to be stylish.
Yeah, that's true. The way it does read, I just don't know the answer to that. Again, common sense, as far as law enforcement is concerned, probably not going to be an issue with us if everything else is correct. But technically, it may not comply. I don't know the answer to that exactly.
Okay.
And now, there is an exemption for reenactments. I know you know that.
No, I did not know that.
It is. I found the law somewhere. If you're doing a reenactment of the old Western days, you can't have that.
You have to give notification if you're going to do something like that? Do you know?
If you're doing an enactment, you probably do.
Probably do.
Yes.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was just a brief outline of some different ways that you can carry a weapon with license to carry out in the open. Don't push the limit. I'm showing you the parameters. I'm being ridiculous on some points to show the far parameters. Let's stay narrow. Let's keep it clean. If we keep it clean and normal, we'll have no problems, okay? Any final comment on that, Sheriff?
Okay, again, Matt, just make sure to use common sense. That's the common sense. And like I said, don't push the issue. That's where you get in trouble with an officer.
Don't fight it on the street.
Don't fight it on the street. Fight it in the courtroom.
Yes, sir. Understood. Okay, Sheriff, let's move on. I've been heavily promoting the use of a concealed carry badge, specifically when carrying a handgun in the open. And on the first day of the new law, I felt an historic moment and wanted to be a part of it and also test my concept idea of wearing the concealed carry badge, or license to carry badge. The results were pretty much what I expected. I had three people ask me what department I worked for, and many others saw my gun and then the badge and then just carry on like it was no big deal. The ones who asked me what department I was with were immediately informed that I was not an officer and that the badge was not other than a license to carry badge. I say that because I want to make it very clear to the people out there that if you use the badge, to impersonate an officer, you deserve what's coming. Okay, do not do that. I do not promote that. I strictly promote it as, hey, officer, I am licensed. This will help you give you a couple notices or a couple seconds notice. So, Sheriff, with all that and the law now being 9 days old, what do you think of the concealed carry badge, and have you had any incidents in Bell County concerning open carry that you'd like to share with us?
Well, we've had no incidents here. You and I talked about this last time I visited with you, and I like the idea of some type of identification to allow peace officers, when they show up on a scene, to identify the LTC holders doing a legitimate service to help us. Because if you don't, and you're out there pointing a gun at someone else, how does a peace officer know, are you the bad guy, or is the other guy who's done the bad guy?
Now, it's not a guarantee, of course, that that bad guy is not wearing a badge.
Exactly.
You know?
But, again, you have to be very careful and not cross that line of impersonating a peace officer.
Because
if there's some other individuals in the crowd and they think you're a peace officer and they take offense to that and they want to file charges, well, all of a sudden you're going to find yourself defending yourself in court.
That's only if you're applying yourself as a peace officer.
Or if others think that you're doing that. Like you said, you had three people thought you were an officer. Well, if they took offense to that for some reason, I don't know why they would.
I clarify why they thought, because I go up to the counter and they see the badge and go, oh, what department are you with? I'm like, not with the department. So it's not like I'm flashing and saying, hey, don't do that or you can't park there.
But again, from a law enforcement standpoint, we would love to see something developed on a consistent basis across the state that, hey, if I'm going to open carry, here's my quick ID, or if I have to pull my weapon to defend yourself or others in a bad situation where you've got it and there's on your belt or wherever, where if peace officer walks up, can immediately determine, hey, that's a LTC holder.
Right. Now, I'm very well trained with handling a handgun. I know my limitations. I know what I can do. If a situation happens, I can read body language. If you can follow my commands, if you do what I say, and I can tell you're following it in a very positive manner, I'm good to go. So I think that's another way that you can track somebody, too, is if the officer comes on scene, deputy comes on scene, they see the badge, and they still don't know the guy's complying. He's doing okay. Odds are, I still can't let my defenses down, but the odds are. So basically what I'm trying to say is, ladies and gentlemen, the badge, in my opinion, is a great buffer. Sheriff Lang thinks it's a good idea, I think. Don't let me misquote you.
Nope, you're right.
When the officer's on scene, it might give you a second or two for you to identify yourself, so it calms the situation down. Okay? And there was no incidents, like you said, in the county. So that's great. Now, Sheriff Lang. This next question is a hot one.
Yes, it is.
Especially here at the gun show, since it will be about President Obama's executive order or executive action. There's so many different terminologies for it. About private sales of handguns. Now, since President Obama has gone outside the Constitution, and we've talked about this before.
Yes, we have.
Will you or any of your deputies enforce executive orders or allow any agency of the federal government to enforce these executive orders here in Bell County?
My people will not. We will not assist the federal government in any way. I made the statement before in registration or confiscation of any firearms of any kind in this county. Just, we're not going to do it.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That is awesome. How many sheriffs do you know will say that?
A bunch. There's more than you think.
Well, good. They need to talk because, man, the more people hear that, that's awesome. Keep going.
I don't agree necessarily with what President Obama is trying to do. It's going to be challenged in court. Private sales between an individual shouldn't be any regulation, that, in my opinion. What he is simply doing is making the black market much stronger, because people in the United States, especially in Texas, are going to have their guns.
Yes, sir.
I don't care who tells you that, no, you can't have them, you can't sell them. Guess what? You're going to have your guns, and you're going to sell your guns to whoever you want to. We have a very good system, I think, in place now of trying to protect the general public from people who don't really need to have a gun. Been doing our background checks. But when it comes to private rights from one individual to the other, the government needs to stay out of that.
So, Sheriff Lang, so if ATF does come here, how can I ask this to you? I don't know if I can ask you this or if you want to talk about it, but if an ATF guy comes in here and he starts to hassle somebody because of that, how do you work that? How does one, like, you come in there and just do that? Can you talk about that?
Well, first off, I don't think that would happen. Because ATF knows this is such a hot topic. If they do any action, it's going to be very well thought out. It's going to be probably done at a level probably above us here, probably done with the promoters and stuff like that. It probably won't happen at this level. But if you do have someone come in here and try to tell you how to do your business, even if he identifies himself as ATF, first off, ask what authority does he have to do it. And if it becomes an issue, you can certainly call the sheriff's department. Sure. We'll come out and investigate and see what's going on and try to keep a disturbance from happening.
Well, that's good to know. You know, knowing your mindset philosophy, and if I am in the right and I'm being an asshole, at least I know I'm going to get at least a fair listen to.
Yes, at least you call us and we can determine, is the guy legit? Is he a true ATF agent? If he is, where's the court orders? Do you have court information saying that, that Matt can do this, can't do that, or we're here to take his guns and stuff, and then we're going to know you're not.
All right, well, very good. All right, Sheriff, we just got about another minute or so, and is there anything that you want to mention that we haven't touched on that maybe we could start off here and give people a touch on, and then we get you back again and talk about it in more
detail? Well, again, Matt, just, again, use common sense. I mean, the open carry's here. It's great. It's been no problem. We don't anticipate anything. And let's just continue to use that good common sense, and we'll take.
I want to say one thing to you, Sheriff. I enjoy talking to you. You're very personable, very open, and you give me a straight answer. I love it. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to be talking to my editor for the Common Ground newsletter, and we'll get a whole bunch of good things going on with her. So when we come back after this break, we'll be talking to Patty, with the editor of the Common Ground newsletter. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Once again, everybody, we're here live at the Bell County Expo Center. We have a booth at the Real Gun Show at the Expo Center. We've got a lot of people here, a lot of products, a lot of food. I smell a lot of food. It smells great. I'm getting hungry. And just come on out here, get to visit people at the booth, take a look at what we have to offer here. But I want to talk to you about something, too, here. Once again, I mentioned this earlier. But first of all, if you want to contact with us, go to aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Or go to the website directly at aaronsgunshop.com, and we're streaming live. Go to the radio page. You get to see us there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, your support of this radio show is greatly appreciated. There are many ways, again, to support this show. A monetary donation is always welcome. Becoming a sponsor is another great way. Liking us on Facebook helps spread the word about the show. Showing up to our events gives us moral support. And calling into the show adds your input. It opens topics up that may not have been discussed before. So that's always great if you can do that. So if you like this show and would like it to continue and grow, your support is greatly appreciated. The Aaron's High Cap Adventure Show is not just another talking head show. This show gives out information that you can apply immediately for your self-well-being. So please go to aaronsgunshop.com and check out the entire site. Look at the pictures, read the testimonials, listen to past shows via the podcast, and together we can make a difference. And if you have any positive suggestions, please let us know. And with all your help, we can complete the show by going into a full 2 hours. So really, hopefully we can do that. But now we're going to move on, and I'm going to introduce to you here the editor of our Common Sense newsletter, Patty. I'm sorry, Common Ground newsletter. Patty, come on over here on the screen here and say hello to everybody.
Hey.
Now, Patty, we got you on here because we're doing something new. We've got this Common Ground newsletter coming up, and you've got all sorts of great ideas. And what I want to do is I want you just to talk, tell us what's going on. And I may interject from time to time with a question that just pops in my head. So we've got a few minutes. Why don't you go ahead and hit it, tell us what it's all about.
Well, as Matt has said, my name is Patty, and I am a consultant at Aaron's Gun Shop. We sell a lot of classes. We have a lot of people coming by. Our classes today, next week, are completely full. If you want to get in on the concealed carry class, or you need to call us, because those time slots are getting scarce.
Right.
I guess is what I want to say. I want to tell you two things about me. I am a supporter of the Second Amendment, and I am a political conservative, and that's really all that you need to know.
That kind of answers a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah, and I'm pretty passionate about both of those. Hopefully, I will be on this show once a month talking about topics that will interest the ladies. And ladies, let me tell you something. This is not just the old boy network anymore. You need to come out here, pick out a gun, learn how to shoot it. Let's own this. That's empowerment to women. Bring your daughters. Bring your daughter-in-laws. Have a girls' night out. Go shoot some guns. Go out to eat, drink a little wine, in that order.
I'll back you up on that.
The
women are being empowered greatly. They're just coming out of the woodwork.
Absolutely.
And they're realizing they can do it themselves.
You know? Absolutely. And don't let somebody tell you, well, you know, you don't want to do that. Girls don't do that. Girls can't do that. Forget it. You do it. You come out. You be empowered. You be the leader in that section for your friends, your family. But this section is not going to only be for the ladies. I know a bunch of you guys out there who are good at cooking, good at cleaning the dishes. You know, you're the cook and bottle washer, and this is for you, too. We want to hear from you also, and we're going to go over a lot of topics. I do not profess to be the expert on all of these topics. Maybe you have more, knowledge in something than I do. Give me a call. Give me a shout on the Internet, and we'll talk about it. I also wanted to mention another consultant at Aaron's. It's Jerry Ann Garza, and you're going to be hearing from her later. She is pretty much of an expert on topics that relate to safety, law, and how to deal with stressful situations. So she's knowledgeable, and she's a valued member of our team, and you're going to be hearing from her later. We want your input on this show. We don't want to just get up here and spout a bunch of stuff off to you. We want to hear what you have to say also. I want the ladies that are listening to feel free to state their opinion. I don't have to agree with it. I just ask you to be respectful. That's all. I want us to find a common ground, and that's why I have named the section A Common Ground, our newsletter. Yep, we're going to put out once a month. It's called Common Ground. I want to find that common ground with our listeners that we can come together. We can be friends. We can be compatriots. We can be Americans, and we can all put that all together. And, you know, that empowers us. Any questions or comments can be addressed through the Facebook page. You can go to Aaron's Gun Shop on the Facebook page, and we will have a blog. We don't have it set up yet, but it will probably be Gun Girl or Aaron's Gun Shop. We will let you know. If you're not comfortable using a computer, go find a 12-year-old. They'll help you out, okay?
12-year-olds always.
Yeah, 10, 12 somewhere, they know what to do, okay? And when we get to it, the contents of what we say here will be available on the blog, so you can go back and look over it, read it, then you can, give us a shout. And we've chosen topics that will be not only interesting but useful and practical. And I'm going to give you a brief overview of one of these topics, okay? It's a hotly debated topic, and it is the concealed, the open carry type thing, and we want to talk about that a little bit, especially for the ladies. Ladies, I believe that this decision to carry a weapon, in this specific case, a handgun, it's very serious and it's very personal. You have to own that. If you want to carry a weapon, you have to be licensed, period. We have to follow the law. That's what the law requires. But there are many other factors to consider. All right, you have to consider how you want to dress. How are you built? Should I get a holster or carry my gun in a purse? What type of gun should I get? We want you to look good and be comfortable at the same time, and that requires thought and possibly some changes in how you do things.
Okay, yeah, I highlighted that because we're reading a section here. It's a stressful decision.
Yeah.
It's extremely stressful, and I wanted to just reiterate that and how you got to overcome stress. And I think between women communicating with you, stating what their thought processes are, what their concerns are, that's a better way to know how to hit and attack those stress levels and overcome them.
Yeah. Well, we can help you become familiar with your weapon through classes, competitions. Just come to the range and fire some rounds, you know. You ladies may have heard me say this before. Your gun has to be your new boyfriend. You have to have a relationship with this. You have to take it out sometime. You have to learn how it works. That's the way with any relationship. You've got to spend time with it. It's not just a one-time thing. Oh, I went and took a class. I'm licensed. I'm cool. No, Matt said it before. In a stressful situation, you revert back to your training. And if you're not trained, You have a problem. The only thing worse than a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun that doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, God,
so
true.
Yeah. Carrying a weapon is a serious, serious responsibility. I think a lot of people fail to look at it like that. This is serious. If you're in a situation where you have to use that weapon, other people are going to be around, more than likely. You have to be aware of what's going on all the time. So, Matt, are we cool on this?
We're definitely cool. I think everybody's going to enjoy that newsletter when it comes out. And, you know, what you were saying there, I've got a story here. It's, listen, everybody, this is Patty. You can how can they contact you, Patty?
P-M-A-R-E-K at aarongunshop.com.
Okay. And if there's any problems, everything bounces back, you can always contact us at aarongunshop@gmail.com.
Yeah.
But because of what you just said, I want to read a story here. This is the WTF moment that fits perfectly in there when she was saying, if you're not trained, if you don't have the right mindset or something, but stay here. This is from, let me read the headline. Mother mistakes daughter as intruder and shoots and kills her. St. Cloud, Florida, a mother in Central Florida mistook her daughter for an intruder and shot her to death, police said Wednesday. The mother was asleep when she heard someone enter the home late Tuesday. St. Cloud Police Sergeant Denise Roberts said that the mother told police she heard footsteps approaching quickly, so she fired a single shot. She then discovered the person was her 27-year-old daughter, according to the news release from police. The daughter was taken to a hospital where she died. The mother was also taken to the hospital for treatment because she's probably freaking out. She killed her daughter. She didn't know if the daughter had lived in the same house or the mother. The officials said they aren't releasing the names because the mother or daughter, since the person in the household is a law enforcement officer, and I guess that's under the law. They're investigating the case, but so far they don't see any foul play. Ladies and gentlemen, I know of another story where somebody's wife goes to use the restroom. The person hears noise, gets the gun, and blasts, I think, 5 or 6 times, and hits his wife, I think, 3 times. And it's because he heard a pump in the night. Identify your target before you take the shot. So what Patty's saying is, there's a lot of women out there who are just getting into the game and they want to become empowered. Those are some of the things we need to do. These are the things that will be taught. You're going to become one with your gun, like she's saying. So give us a call. Don't have these mistakes happen to you. Give us a call, get some training, and we're going to help you dramatically overcome some of these barriers of stress, uncertainty, or anything like that.
Is that right? Yes. And I wanted to mention that next Friday night is Ladies' Night at Aaron's Gun Shop from 6 to 9. Ladies, come on out. You shoot free. There's somebody to help you. If you don't know what you're doing, we'll have something to eat, somebody to talk to. Come on out. We have a good time.
All right. Patty, thank you very much. I look forward to her, and I'll keep you updated as we go along during the upcoming Saturday shows. I think we're going to get Patty on about once a month, and the blog will be, I think we're going to try and publish by the 15th of the month.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing blogs, new edition every 15th of the month. And hopefully, this is all new, so we get it all organized, and hopefully we'll be on track for the first one on January 15th, with any luck.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Patty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, one last thing we're going to go over. I'm just going to reiterate to everybody, if you have the need for a concealed carry class, or if you have the need for advanced training, we provide a lot of these things for you. Just go to our website, aarongunshop.com, check out all the pages. Look at the testimonial pages. Look at the High Cap Adventure pages with all the flyers and all the different things that we do. Check out the Gallery of Gun page if you're looking for a great gun. Somebody just came up to me and said, hey, man, you got your own guns left. Everybody is buying guns like crazy. So if you're thinking about buying a gun, check out the website, High Cap Adventures. Aarongunshop.com. Go to the Gallery of Gun page. If you're looking for a gun, make sure there's one in the quantities column, and then just go ahead and purchase it before they're sold out. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you need to make contact, just give us an email at aarongunshop@gmail.com. We're going to close up this show, and we're going to be saying to you, keep your powder dry, and God bless you, and we're going to see you on the other side. Till next week. Take care.